Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is Finding Joy in the Small Things, How Simple Moments Can Refill a Teacher's Heart. That's right. That's what we are going to be focusing on. But before we get into it, I want to talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for is, well, my dogs. That's the first thing I'm thankful for, my dogs. I have two little mini cockapoo dogs, and I'm thankful for these dogs and their unconditional love and steady companionship. I love it. It doesn't matter what type of day it's been. Their tails are wagging. Their presence always makes things better when they come up. I have one of my dogs that he greets me every day when I come home with a shoe. It doesn't matter who, it's not even my shoe half the time, but it's somebody's shoe. And it's like, it's an offering that, hey, everything, like, welcome home, here's a shoe. Dogs remind us to live in the moment, to rest, to play, and to love without overthinking. And so I love my dogs. Second thing I'm thankful for, flavored water. I'm just grateful for it. It's a small comfort. Even something as simple as flavored water can be overlooked sometimes, but I'm so grateful for it. It's those everyday little things that make long teaching days feel a little bit more human. And I love my flavored water. Sometimes a small upgrade or change in routine refreshes energy more than you can realize. A small, I just get bored with regular water. And so this, you throw in a flavored water and it's like, a little pick me up. I don't know. It kind of refreshes my energy. I actually get them at Aldi's, this type of water. It doesn't have like the, I'm sure there's something in it that still is probably awful for me, but it's the sparkling waters, I guess. It seems like I said, I'm sure there's somebody listening who's like, oh, those things are awful for you, but these don't have like the artificial sweetener per se in them. I'm sure there's still something in them that's bad. But I like them, and I rarely drink soda or pop, as they call it in the Midwest. But the flavored water keeps me hydrated, keeps me in the game of drinking some water, and I just like them, and so I'm thankful for them. Third thing, rainy days. I'm thankful for rainy days. They can slow down life and make reflection a little bit more possible, I think at least. Rain brings calmness to me, perspective, and sometimes the reminder of just being still. Sometimes there's something interesting about like laying in bed listening to rain on the roof of the house that I just love. I think there's beauty in letting the world just quiet down as you listen to the rain. And sometimes even heavier rain. Heavier rain, you know, sometimes I've been in the building teaching, and you can hear heavier rain happen on the roof of the building, and that there's something to that too that I think still has a calming effect. So I'm thankful for those rainy days that we get sometimes. And I think our farmers are also, they like the rain too. instead of day after day of no rain. I think it definitely helps the soil and the crops. Well, I want to talk about finding joy in small things, how simple moments can refill a teacher's heart. That's what I want to get into. First big idea I want to talk about is that joy doesn't have to be big to be real. Right? I think we can agree that teachers often wait for big wins sometimes. Perfect lessons, successful units, major breakthroughs. I mean, I'm guilty of it myself, and I have to remind myself that real joy usually hides in those small, ordinary moments. When you're teaching a lesson, some of the laughter between lessons, or a student smile, or some kind words between students and teachers, or between teachers and other teachers. You can't control the chaos always, but you can control what you notice. I say chaos because sometimes teaching can feel very chaotic. Learning can feel very chaotic. Even, I don't care how great or how strong or how organized of a learning environment you set up, there still feels like there's sometimes chaos. Sometimes just for the act of, there are so many variables that we can control a lot of variables, but there's a lot of other variables we can't control as educators. And so we can't always control what might feel like chaos, but we can control what we notice. And joy grows when we choose to slow down and notice things. Notice some of those small things. I think of like, once again, like if I've been out, talking about my dogs. If I'm out walking my dogs in the rain, or I'm hearing the quiet rhythm of drops outside on my house or on the building that I'm in, or even driving in the rain. I like hearing rain fall on my car too. There's something kind of hypnotic about that. Just don't fall asleep, right? You don't want to do that. But there's a calmness in that when you just really focus in on that. Not ignore it, but notice it. You don't want to ignore it, but notice it and just take that moment of pause, that moment of peace in motion. It's powerful, y'all. It is. Second big thing I want you to think about, the second big idea is that the power of gratitude for simple things. The power of gratitude for simple things. So let's pick that apart here. Gratitude doesn't erase challenges. It reframes them. So when you notice the good, even small comforts like a favorite drink or calm weather, it can rewire your brain towards optimism. I want to encourage you to try starting or ending your day with one tiny gratitude. One thing you're thankful for. Now, I start these episodes with three things I'm thankful for, three things of gratitude that I focus on, every single episode. You know, you might be sitting there saying, now I'm not a coffee drinker, but maybe if you are a coffee drinker, you might be listening to this episode saying, he's not a coffee drinker. Is he a real teacher if he's not a coffee drinker? Yes, I'm a real teacher. Yes, I'm not a coffee fan. I've tried coffee. I'm not a fan. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But you might be sitting in there saying, hey, I'm thankful for my coffee. And I'm thankful for some hot coffee this morning, or I'm thankful for a student's kind gesture. You know, those are little tiny micro gratitudes, things that we can notice and be thankful for. These small recognitions add up in our minds, and they can shape how we respond to stress and struggle. And because we do have to deal with stress and struggle on a daily basis. But if we can start really kind of reframing and rethinking and shaping how we see things, it can make a huge difference, y'all, to us as educators. And so I want to challenge you to consider the power of gratitude, the importance in recognizing small, simple things and giving thanks for them, having gratitude for those things, even just noticing them and being in the moment with those things matters. We feel like, sometimes I feel like we're going a million miles an hour in life. I don't know if you feel that way. I feel that way with my life, where my life feels so busy sometimes. But if I slow down and just try to notice things, man, that can make a difference. That's part of my three things I'm thankful for. It forces me to be thankful for what I have, and helps reframe my thinking into something positive. I actually just yesterday, I had it was really nice. I had a teacher friend, our kids play a sport together, and we had a sporting event, and I had mentioned something about, you know, because I'm new here in the district I'm teaching in this year, and I had mentioned something about my classroom. And so it was a positive thing about my classroom and the impact that something that I did that I think impacted the students I work with in a positive way. And that teacher friend of mine, her name is Erin, she had said, when we were all just kind of standing out watching our kids play football, and she said, "Hey, you know, you're always so positive, and you're always you see things in such a neat, positive way." And that was like the ultimate compliment to me. That meant more to me than she can possibly know, because I don't want people to see me as a negative person or a toxic person or someone that spews negativity or just looks at like a negative view of the world or challenges around me. I like to, my language, how I talk about things, I like to kind of keep upbeat and positive, but realistic. You can't sugarcoat a turd, right? Or like a piece of poop. A piece of poop is still a piece of poop, even if you roll it in sugar, right? Yes, I did just say sugarcoat a turd is still a turd, right? However, you know, so we do have challenges we have to face. we have challenges we have to face. There's still not so great things. I'm not saying like sugarcoat a turd. I'm saying, are there opportunities where we can look at little things in our life that we can be thankful for, the small little things, those little wins, those micro wins, while also still acknowledge. I mean, it's okay. It doesn't make you a negative person if you acknowledge the challenges or some of the bad things that are going on. It just can't dominate everything we say, or then we can give off that energy that we're a negative person or even a toxic person if we're like doing a lot of complaining. You know, complaining, and I should do a whole episode on teachers complaining and how that can destroy a learning environment so fast. So the third thing I want to talk about is the third big idea is bringing calm back to the classroom. Now, students pick up on our energy. Now, I'm the Mr. Funky Teacher, right? You're a funky teacher. And so high energy is part of the game, bringing a lot of high energy excitement into the classroom. And so students pick up on our energy. And part of being a funky teacher also is not just running at a level 10 all the time with like an intensity where I'm screaming around all the time like my hair's on fire. All right, like that is, you know, being a funky teacher is about having some balance in what we do too, and bring. And so I think it's important to bring some calm in the classroom, some calmness, but some calm joy also. Some calm, quiet joy can be also very impactful, very powerful to the learning environment. And also model for students how to find beauty in simple things. How to direct students' attention to maybe a quiet moment, or hey, there's some good teamwork happening in here when we were working in groups, or having a shared laugh. I love mascots in my classroom. I have Ligament Larry's is a big mascot in my classroom. He's a plastic skeleton. I have Coco Puffs. Coco Puffs has been with me from the beginning. Coco is the mom, Puffs is the baby. Together, they're Coco Puffs. It's a stuffed kangaroo combo. I also have other different mascots in my room. And those give us opportunities for small laughter, small playfulness that incorporate into it. Those actually have been so impactful on just the calm playfulness in the classroom. That bring a lot of laughter in, but in a way that is controlled and purposeful to learning and just the learning environment. See, y'all don't have to have a perfect lesson to create a great day or a perfect day, because there's no such thing as a perfect day, but you don't need a perfect lesson plan or a near perfect lesson to create a great day, y'all. The tone you set matters more than the agenda or plan you follow. You know, so I mean, think about it. Like, you can impact. Like, you got a rainy day, lower the lights, play some soft music. You know, play some soft music in the background while students are working. Maybe even slow learning down. And try to incorporate some peace and action into the classroom, because there's times and opportunities for high level intense learning where there's high energy, there's an activity going on where students are actively engaged and hands on and highly focused and driven, and there's just an intensity in the classroom. You know what I'm talking about, like with like a group interactive project, let's say. There's times for that, but there's also times for calmness, calm, peace, and action that is important for us to bring into it also. And as funky teachers, those moments are also important, y'all. So some reflective takeaways here that I want you to think about is that life and teaching are full of noise. Joy, y'all, is found in the quiet between the notes. The best teachers don't chase perfection. They notice beauty in the small things. So a key takeaway here, y'all, is that when you learn to celebrate the small moments, you'll find the joy that's been waiting there all along. Well, I hope you found value in this episode. If you found something I said useful to you, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast episodes, and hit me up with a 5-star and let me know what you think in the comments. And ultimately, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people, and don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll be right back.